Okay, Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah Siman Kuf Lamed Hey Seif Gimel. Kohen Kore Batorah Rishon. Right, we're all familiar. Kohen reads first. V'acharav Levi, then Levi. V'acharav Yisrael, and then Yisrael. And this is based on the mitzvah of the Kiddushto, giving kavod to the Kohen. And generally, we say the Kohen. We always stick to this. This order, and the Kohen is not allowed to be mochel in order to avoid a machloket. However, some say he is allowed to be mochel, and if there's no Kohen, so some say we prefer to pick a Talmud Chacham to go first. Bechachma ubeminyan. What is chachma? That's greater knowledge. What is minyan? It means you have more talmidim, or you wrote more shutim. So it shows that you have more experience. Okay? Does not mean age. Okay. What I just wanted to quickly point out, we touched upon yesterday, what happens if you have a kohen in the room, and it's during the week, there's three aliyot, for example, and you really want to give. You have two chatanim, two important simchas you really want to give. So there is an etzah that some use. Number one is you politely ask the kohen to leave the room before Kriya Satara. And if he refuses, you do have, some say you have the right just to say, Afal pi sheyesh kan kohen, yale Yisrael bimkom kohen. And you call up whoever you like. So some do that. I saw that in Yalkut Yosef. Okay. So ask the Rav of your show. Dalet, Haminaga Pashut, is, Shafilu Kohen Am Aretz Kodem Likrot Lifnei Chacham Gadol V'Yisrael. That's general rule. We have even a Kohen Am Aretz because we want to just stick with avoiding Machlokas. V'hu She'akohen Yodea Likrot. Now this is assuming the Kohen knows how to read. Nowadays it's less crucial. It needs to be able to read the brachot, but we have a reader, so it's Baal Kari, so it's less crucial. Haga, or it's Umiro. Im yuchal likrot im ha-shileich tzibur mila b'mila, sagi b'chach. As long as he's able to read along, then that's 100% fine. She'im en yodei likrot. If he cannot read, heich yevarech al ha-Torah. How can he read? How can he read? So that's not for this sugya, but that's for a later siman. But that's the okay. So let's go to hey. Hey, im ha-sefer Torah patuach ve'akohen korei et shema. Now, they're going to read the Torah now, and the kohen is reading shema. Eino rashai lahafsik. He's not allowed to stop in the middle. The Kohen Yisrael bimkomo. No problem. Just call a Kohen instead of him. Haga v'chein v'tainit she'achar Pesach v'sukot she'korin v'ichal imen haKohen mit aneh Kohen Yisrael. Also, if it's a tainit tzibur, we only call up someone who is still fasting. And so, if you're not fasting, whether a Kohen or a Levi, then you're not. They don't call you up, and it's as if you're not there. However, v'tov she'elech haKohen beit haKnesset. But it's adif, it's better for him to leave the room when they're calling up, so that no one has any chashash of pagam of a chule. Now, if you're bein haprakim, the Mishnah Berurah points out bein haprakim, you are allowed to get an aliyah, a kohen. And certainly if he's in Psukei de Zimra, which is the Shulchan Aruch, which I think the Sfardim would follow. So not. So that's a machloket. Alright. Even if the Kohen doesn't leave, we mentioned, you still don't call up a Kohen who's not fasting. But it's better for him to leave. Okay.
If he's saying the Shema, you wait 3 seconds, he's being up. Right,
well, Bein HaPrakim, I think we would wait till after.
Before the prophet, meaning what he's saying, what you would say?
Bein HaPrakim means even between the Parshiyot of Shema and even during the Brachos. Either one is Bein HaPrakim. Okay. So then yeah, you can wait however long it is. It's not much. So, okay. Vav. He could also just leave the room and not disturb himself, but okay. Option. Vav. Im nichnas hakohen v'beit hakneset achar sheitchil Yisrael levarach birkat haTorah eino posek. Aval baruch lo avei hatchala. So baruch is just an intro to birkat haTorah. It's not the bracha itself. So what happens if the kohen walks in? There was no kohen. They called in Yisrael, and all of a sudden the kohen walks in. So even though he said baruch, we make the Yisrael wait, stand to the side, and the kohen, he's there. So you call up the kohen. But once he starts the actual bracha, once he says the Hashem Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem, then it's too late. He wasn't there, he missed it, and the Yisrael continues. The Omer the Yisrael Bateva, the Yisrael that you called up, you can't insult him, so you let him stand there next to him. Archi Hashem Kohen Belevi Vazikra, and then he'll get Shlishi. Im Ein Kohen Beveit HaKnesset, Kore Yisrael Bumkom Kohen. Now what if there's no Kohen in the Beit Knesset? So you call up Yisrael. V'lo ya'ale acharav Levi, and you do not call a Levi, because the whole combination, the order is missing, and so you just go straight to Yisrael. Aval, it's all based on v'kidashto, and if you don't have a coin, then the whole thing is not needed. Hagav, aval rishon yuchal la'alot, aval rishon yuchal la'alot. Right. So you call up a Yisrael, and you say bimkom kohen, right? So we don't think that he's a kohen. All right. Right. We don't stop. Obviously, we don't. Once he starts the bracha, we don't stop him in the middle. This would be like a bracha levatala. So I think that. Okay. Some do call a Levi when there's no Kohen, but the general, I think most do not. Okay. Now, are you allowed to call a Kohen or a Levi for the later Aliyot once you finish the first three? So again, that depends on the Minhag. I believe generally Ashkenazim do not. Shneur Bura points that out. But Sfardim, they do. Once Shlishi is finished, not a problem.
Even
what?
Even to call a Levi for Shlishi.
That what?
It's cut and down.
Okay.
So all right. Not to call a Levi Shlishi or Levi in the Malkum Shekharu. Nation won't be in
town. Okay. Zayin. Im hayu kohen v'levi b'veit ha-knesset. If you have a kohen and a Levi in the shul. V'kara kohen. V'savur she'en sham Levi v'itchil v'arach birkat ha-Torah shenit ein mafsikin oto. Now, what happens if there is a Levi, but nobody called him up? They didn't realize there was a Levi, and the Kohen already starts his second time. He gets the second Aliyah, he takes over Levi. Also, once you say the bracha, you don't stop him in the middle, because it'd be a bracha levatala. It was done beheter, and we continue. We don't stop. Okay? Right. And if there is a Levi, we mentioned this already, if there's a Levi who's not fasting on a fast day, so again, the Kohen reads twice. Okay. Chet. Im ein Levi beveit haKnesset. There's no Levi. Kohen shekara rishon mevarach shenit. So we just mentioned the Kohen who reads the first Aliyah also gets the second one. V'kore bimkom Levi. And we say bimkom Levi. Aval lo kohen acher. We don't get a different Kohen. It's the same Kohen. But what happens if you bring a different Kohen? Kedei shelo yomar sheharishon pagum. Because it might look like you're bringing a replacement coin because the first coin has a pagum and is not kosher. So we don't want anyone to say anything negative about anyone. We never want to put ourselves in a place where we make ourselves look bad. Okay. Tet. V'chen lo ya'alu shnei levim ze'achar zeh. We also don't call up one levi, one right after another. Same concept. Kedei shelo yomru she'echad mehem pagum. We don't want them to be considered pagum. Okay. Yud. Nagu likrot kohen achar kohen behefsek Yisrael b'neim. So the minhag is you're allowed to call one kohen after another as long as there is a Yisrael in between. Now, you're not going to see this if your minag is you never call a kohen besides the first aliyah. But in a shul that calls a kohen, well, we'll see this if there's only kohanim. That's you'll see it then in a shul. And if you're not a kohen, you will never see this. A room of only kohanim, or if you're in a shul where they call after shlishi, they call kohanim. So you're allowed to call kohen after kohen after kohen as long as there's a break in between. Again, because of the pagam issue. So you break it up with Israel. The Omer Achazan Keshakori Lasheni Alpha Pishu Kohen. And then you just say it, even though he's a Kohen. Same thing, you can have a Levi after a Levi, but you just have Yisrael in between. Okay. And alright, you just say Alpha Pishu Levi. Because otherwise you might think he's a Yisrael. Because you're not usually, you don't see this person being called up. Mutar la'alot gam kein la'mafter b'chayi gavna. Same thing by maftir. V'im kori maftir stam in l'chosh l'kamod ere lo mazgir shmo. If you don't call up his name, then it's not an issue. But once you call up his name, you want to mention that even though he's a Levi or a Kohen. V'yesh omrim d'en likrot Kohen o Levi le'minyan shiva. Right, the minhag Ashkenaz in general is not to call up a Kohen and a Levi during for the Shiva Aliyot. Aval le'achar shenishlam minyan, once you finish the seven, yecholim likot Kohen or Levi, then you can call up as many Kohanim and Leviim as you want. V'chen o'agim emedinot elu, and that's the minhag. U'mil, imkom tzorech v'dechak ishish lismoch asvara rishana. But if necessary, you can be so mechan the opinion that's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch.
Can you explain the beginning of the Haggah?
I'd rather save it for later. Okay. All right. Yud Aleph. Right. Umkum Sarah. Simchas Torah is an obvious example when we a little bit of a tzarech to call Beni Aliyot. So even though they're repeating and repeating, they can do Kohen can get one of the first five. Okay, Yud Aleph. Yesh mi she'omer she'imkara achazan Kohen o Levi ve'inu sham lo yikra la'acher b'shem mishum pekamo shel rishon ela acher ya'aleb me'atzmo. So some say that if there's they called a Kohen or a Levi, they called him by his name, and he's not there. So then you call someone else to get up, but you just tell him to get up. You don't call him out with his name. He just gets up. You just call him up. V'chen nagu, and that's the minhag. The Mishnah Berurah points out it's not a problem if you see the kohen there and he's in the middle of Shemana Esrei, because everyone knows why he's not going up. No one's going to be choshesh for him for a pagam. And another scenario he points out you're not going to be choshesh for a pagam is if your son is going to get an aliyah. Because if your son's getting an aliyah, then it's chances are the father, if the son is a kosher kohen, then the father must be a kosher kohen. But vice versa is not. Because the father could be a kosher kohen, but if he marries a grushan, he can end up having a chalal. So it only goes one way. Now, the Haggah continues, the Ramah, Shaliach Tzibur. Here, Shaliach Tzibur means the Gabbai, the one who's calling up people for Aliyot. Shehu, even though he's a Kohen, Shehu Kohen, if the Gabbai is a Kohen, Yachol Likro Kohen Acher LaTorah. Not a problem for him to call other people for an Aliyah, right? We all know that's his job, he's a Gabbai. So no one's going to think that he's a pogrom and not kosher. Okay? Right. And a person who Mishnah Berurah points out, the obvious that if a person is kohen, maybe not obvious, if they're selling aliyot and a kohen buys an aliyah, he's allowed to give it to somebody else. Because everyone knows this is the custom in the show, that people buy and people are mechabed, they honor their friends and they pass it out. And that's not, no one's going to be choshesh that it's a pagam. This is the minag. Yud bet. Interesting case. Ir shekula kohanim. What if you have a city and everyone's a kohen? Im yesh Yisrael echad b'neihem. What if there's one Yisrael? So then what happens? Oto Yisrael koi rishon yipnei darchi shalom. Interesting case. If you have everyone's kohanim in the minyan, except you have one Yisrael. So they have the Yisrael actually go up first. Otherwise, all the kohanim are going to fight for the first aliyah. Mikol she'en behem Yisrael. Now, what if there's no Yisrael, only kohanim? Kedei sipukam o she'en sham Yisrael klal. So then, korei kohen achar kohen. So then, you're going to call one kohen after another. She'en sham mishum pegam. She'kol yodim she'en sham ela kohanim. V'adin li'ir she'kul levim. So if everyone is there as a kohen, so then it's not a problem to call one kohen in a row without a hefsek making a break of Yisrael, because it's obvious why you're calling one kohen after another. Kedesh Yipukah means if you're going to have one kohen after another, ideally you would want to have, and you can do the math, 4 or 5 Yisraelim to break it up in between. That's what it means, sifukam. So you, in other words, if you don't have any Yisraelim, or even if you only have one, it's not, you're still going to end up calling, we don't call up the same Yisrael 5 times, so you're going to end up having one kohen after another, for however many aliyot there are. Sorry, it depends if there's 3 or 7. But anyways, if there's no kohen to go, if there's no Yisrael, again, it's not a problem to have one kohen right after another kohen, because there's no choice. Okay. Interesting, as in a side note, for a base avel, if a kohen is an avel, so he doesn't get an aliyah, but on Shabbos he does. Because we don't want there to be beferhesia. You see an avel being it shows avelus beferhesia if you're not going to call up the avel if he's a kohen. So, but even if there's only one kohen and he's an avel, we don't call him up during the week. Okay, Yud Gimel, a little bit of a freebie. He says if im katan kori batara betzibor or ein kohen el esuma asheno baki. Wait for Siman Resh Pei Beis and Siman Kuf Lamed Tet, and you'll learn the halacha there. Okay, so that brings us to Yud Dalet. Bnei Adam Achavushim Beveit HaAsurim. Ein Mevin Etzlam Sefer Torah Afil Barash HaShana Avil Makipurim. Okay, so this is based on the Mordechai in Rosh Hashanah, and he says if there's a few people who are in Shul. That's how most understand. You have a few people, not in shul, a few people in prison, and they're locked up and they cannot go to shul. So we do not bring the Sefer Torah from the Makom Kavua, the Beit Knesset of the Sefer Torah. We don't bring it to them. Even if it's Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur, because it's a zilzul for the Sefer Torah. So there are many small little halachot or details that come out of this. But the main point is, we have to behave with the Sefer Torah with proper kavod, right? We go to the Sefer Torah, we don't drag the Sefer Torah for us. So, okay, let's finish the Ramah, and we'll just go over a few short scenarios. B'nei akai haga, v'hainu, davka bish'at ha-kriya levad. Just to show up and bring the Sefer Torah during the kriya itself, that's what we say is a zilzal. And that's what's not allowed according to the Mordechai. For example, if you're having a minyan at a base avel, and they realize that there's no Sefer Torah, we don't bring the Sefer Torah exactly at Kriya Satara Mamish, like after Shemona Esrei, we don't bring the Torah exactly then and show up and then take the Torah away from the base avel right afterwards. That would be inappropriate. Aval, mechinim lo Sefer Torah yom o yomayim kodem mutar. So you should set the Sefer Torah in the person's house or where you're going to read from. And if you do it, you designate a nice place for it the day before, 2 days, for 2 days, whatever, then it's okay. And some say lav davka this the day before. It could even be the morning of, but not during davening. At least it should be where it's like, it has its place from before davening. V'im hu adam chashuv. Now, if you're bringing it for an important person, it's big talmi chacham, v'cholinyan sharei, then it is a kavod to the Sefer Torah, because you're bringing it to a big talmid chacham. And then you're allowed to bring it even if you don't set aside a place for it. So a couple quick common issues, questions. Let's say you're Kotel HaMaravi. So we know they bring it out from inside. So first of all, I mean, many consider that as one shul. So I don't really think that's much of a question. Where they keep the Sefer Torah, that's all part of the same shul. Even if you have one shul and you have a shtibel, I don't think that's a problem, as long as it's, you know, basically within the same building. That's not a problem of kavod Sefer Torah. But some are machmer that in those scenarios, it's better, they say, some say it's better to bring the Sefer Torah at the teva or the bima before davening and leave it there for all of shacharis. So this way it's a little bit more kavodik to the Sefer Torah. Same thing by Shabbat Chatan. Some people are makel to bring, just like a Beis Avel, they bring a Sefer Torah to a hotel for a Shabbaton. As long as they designate a place for it, they bring it there before Shabbos, same thing, not a problem. Some people, they might have a private Sefer Torah in their house, and they want to do a minyan on their block. So it's probably better to have the minyan in the same house as the Sefer Torah, but since in a house, it's not a Beit Knesset, it's not a place for davening, and it's the person has a Sefer Torah in his house in order to be used from minyan to minyan. So that would not be a problem. At least the Yeshomrim, that would not be a problem. Let's say there's a minyan and they're about to open up the Aron for Kriya Satara, and they realize it's locked and no one has the key. What are you going to do? So again, in those cases, it's not a problem to take a Sefer Torah from another shul and bring it immediately, quickly to that shul so they can read. It's for the tzibur and their anus. So it's not a problem. The real problem is if you have an individual and he can't go to shul and they bring a whole minyan for him and a whole Sefer Torah just for him for that moment, that's when it's inappropriate. To dance with the Sefer Torah is also not a problem. That's the kavod of the Sefer Torah. And sometimes if there's a hachnasa Sefer Torah or some chastara, you bring out the Sefer Torah to dance. Again, that's not going to be a problem. That's all for the honor. Some are makel by Parshas HaZachor or even Parshas Parah, because it might be daraisa as far as bringing it. Also for a chola, you don't bring it for an individual chola as well. Okay. I think that pretty much wraps it up. The Mishnah Berurah and some others point out it's better not to daven in a home minyan, just since we mentioned that, because sometimes it causes a lot of people to give less tzedakah if they raise shul. Sometimes it causes there to be less learning. You have less people in the shul, Berovam Hadrat Melech. And also it's good to daven, it's ideal to daven in a makam kadosh, whether you're a place that you learn or a place that you daven, and that has it makes your davening more powerful. Often you have more kavanah as well. Okay. I think that's... I'll just point out, what happens if you have a choice to go to a base avel when there's no Sefer Torah, or you can go to a minyan with the Sefer Torah? So, I believe, and Yalkut Yosef, he writes, it's better to go to the house of a base avel. Why? So he says there, you have a mitzvah of chesed for your friend. What's the question? And he says, the chiyuv is not an individual chiyuv of Kriya Satara. It's on the tzibur. So you're patra lagamre. Also, not everyone says that about chovas tzibur and yachid, but I think that's the rov. Also, you have an inyan of osik b'mitzvah, patra min mitzvah, and perhaps, regardless, if you have to make a choice, the chesed that you do for your friend for an avel is probably greater than listening to Kriya Satara. Okay, let's do a bit more. Kuf Lamed Vav. Mihem anikrayam sefer Torah b'Shabbos. Who do we call up? Aleph. B'Shabbat v'Yom Tov Yom Kippurim. Korin Achar Halevi Talmidei Chachamim Hamamunim Al Tzibur. So who's ideal to call up? You call up the ones who are the big Talmidei Chachamim and in charge of the taking care of the Tzibur. V'achareim talmidei chachamim haruyim l'manotam parnasim al tzibur. Then comes their talmidim, who There's only one position for the for the main rabbi of town or the shul. So then you go for the next one who's ra'uy, but obviously he can't get. There's only one position. He doesn't get the position yet. And who are we talking about? Shesholim oto devar halacha bechol makom veomer. So who is this big Talmud Chacham that the Shulchan Aruch calls? It's someone who you can ask him a halacha anywhere, and he says, right? Not stam a darshan, but someone who we see the importance of learning and knowing halacha. It's just from right here. V'achar kach b'nei tamidei chachamim shavoteihem emunim al hatzibur, and then comes the children of these Talmidei Chachamim, because when you call up the child, that gives honor to the father who sees this. V'achar kach rashei knesiot, and then afterwards the ones who are also heads of the shul, and then v'chol ha'am, and then everybody.
Don't we have priority for shishi and shlishi and mafteh rather than the older of the world?
So I don't fully understand where that comes from, but there is different shuls have different minhagim. What's most important? I think I'm sure you can fill me in better. I think by Ashkenazim usually they like shlishi the best,
shishi.
And then comes shishi, and then
litvaks.
Shishi. Right. So Sfardim and Hasidim want shishi first. I'm not sure I really understand what's behind it all, but. Maybe you can enlighten me later. Okay. Kuf Lamed Zayin. Okay, Aleph. How many psukim do we need? Yom Kshakorin Shloshayin Korin Pacham Yasar Psukim. Now, whenever you read three aliyot, you never read less than 10. That's the takana. Alright? That's the takana of Chazal. Three we know has a couple different reasons for it. Korin Levi Yisrael is one of them. There's others. The Gemara gives for 10. We know that Aseret Dibros Keneged Asara Marmaro Shenivra Ha'olam. Okay? So that's, now, Vaidaber Ola Mina Minyan. And a Pasuk, well, all you say is Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Elimor, that counts as a Pasuk. It is. It's a Pasuk. V'i Salik Inyana B'batsir Me'asara Psukim. And now, if the topic ends with less than 10 Psukim, like 9, Kagon Parshat Amalek, like the Parsha of Amalek, She'en va'ela tish'a psukim, shapir dame. So then, you only read 9 psukim. Because the whole Parsha is only 9 psukim, and if you start reading psukim from before, it's not really mina inyan, and it's out of topic, and it's a little weird. I mean, you can make it a much longer aliyah, but you don't have to. So ideally, the real is 10, but we allow 9. And that's part of the Ikar Takana. And that's the halacha both for Ashkenazim and Sfardim. The general minag by Sfardim, just as a minag lechumra, is when they read Parshat Amalek on Purim, they read the last pasuk twice, because they prefer to get 10. I think all minyanim only do 9, but I don't know. Okay, so that's that.
How does it read the last pasuk twice when you get 10? Why don't you read the first pasuk 10 times?
Okay, bet. Ein korin in kol echad pachot mishloshe psukim. Now, every aliyah can never be less than 3 psukim. If you only read 2, we're going to come up to this later, it's as if you didn't read an aliyah. You have to read all 3. 3 is the minimum. 2 doesn't count. 1 doesn't count. Shnayim korin shloshe shloshe v'yachad kori arba. So if you have 3 aliyot and you have 10 psukim, so one of those 3 aliyot are going to actually end up reading 4 psukim. Ve'ezim hem shekori arba arizim meshubach. And whoever takes the initiative and reads the 4 psukim, it's a good thing, it's a great thing, and any one of them can read 4. Oh, so we'll stop here.